The Osgood Files, sponsored by Kronos, providing cloud-based workforce management solutions for organizations of all sizes. Kronos, K-R-O-N-O-S, workforce innovation that really works. More at Kronos.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. It's been a long, strange trip, but now it's coming to an end.
It was the van, for all reasons.
The vehicle that invented the road trip is about to pass into history. More after this. Anybody of a certain age knows exactly what that sound means. It means the road trip is finally underway.
Nonconformist American man was long-haired, into good vibes, played the guitar a lot, and drove a VW camper.
I'm gonna leave the city.
As the old BBC documentary points out, the VW van, appearing as it did just as the interstate highway system was being built, came to represent freedom. New models have been rolling out since just after World War II, when the Allies took over the German factories. But today, there is only one VW bus assembly line left in Brazil. And on December 31st, that last assembly line will close. Done in, according to Rory Carroll of Auto Week, by airbags and anti-lock brakes, which Brazil finally decided to make mandatory.
Volkswagen, rather than bring the bus up to that standard, have decided to stop selling it there.
But the Volkswagen bus will never disappear, because as one of the few vehicles you can actually fix yourself, it is essentially immortal, thanks in no small part to this man.
This is a book called How to Keep Your Volkswagen Alive for the Complete Idiot.
That's aerospace engineer John Muir, who dropped out, grew his hair, became a garage mechanic in New Mexico, and in 1969 published his Volkswagen Repair Bible. And it's still in print. In fact, when it came out, it was number two on the bestseller list. The only book that sold more copies was the actual Bible. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.